another ooky spooky session begins. This is your reading for Thursday, August 15th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on TikTok or Instagram. Our cards today. In the theme position, we have the inverted Ten of Wands. This is shouldering too much responsibilities. The tool card is the Knight of Wands. Keywords are courage, energy, and passion. The obstacle is the Two of Swords. This is difficult choices or stalemates. Our device card is the Knight of Swords. The message for this is consider all the sides of the situation, specifically gaming out uncomfortable positions or ideas. All right, let's put it all together. I don't want to say that this is explicitly negative when we consider how good of a week we've been having, but this theme is a strong warning that it's headed in that direction. When we get a card like this, the analogy that I always draw is juggling. If you try to juggle too many things, you're going to eventually start dropping them. Throughout the week, we've had card after card after card talk about needing to make a firm decision or coming to crucial pivoting points as it pertains to what we're doing with our lives. So I would take this card to mean that a breaking point is approaching, and the implication of the card is that a lot of what we're juggling isn't necessary. So I think it might be a matter of stepping back, which has also been a big message throughout the week. Our tool to managing this conundrum is energy, passion, and most importantly, courage. The Knight of Wands is usually meant to be a positive sign. It's a signal of the beginning of something new and fun, or exploring something unfamiliar that's intriguing. Unfortunately for us, given the readings that we've been having this week, I take this courage to mean putting aside some things that are distracting us from what is important. And the idea of what that empty space of time is going to be uncertain. And in the context of the reading, the card also calls for putting passion and energy back into what is most important. Something to keep in mind about knights in the tarot in general is that they're emblems of passion and commitment. Now, this is usually not a bad thing. Passion is something, however, that can be taken too far if we refuse to look at what we're doing for what it is. It's easy to get, when your head's down and you're just pushing forward, it's easy to not notice how things are changing or trending around you. It can turn into stubbornness, where we don't want to change what we're doing for no valid reason, really. And that's antithetical to the other royal court cards that we've had this week that call for even-handedness and grace. Now, regarding stubbornness, our obstacle card is one that suggests denial. The Two of Swords is a card that is meant to tell it's a struggle between two evenly matched forces that have fought to a stalemate. So, for our purposes, the card symbolizes being faced with a difficult decision that we've been talking about every day this week. So, in the obstacle position, I think that we're pretending to not see the dueling forces in front of us, or we do see it and we don't want to make a choice in any direction. And this is where courage comes into play. And the advice card, swooping in to save the day, the Knight of Swords recommends that if we have to make a hard choice, which we do, the best way to do it is to play out every possibility. You can do this alone or with someone you trust. The Knight of Swords in particular goes so far as to say that it's most important to talk through what we feel is most uncomfortable or undesirable, because we have to be prepared for every contingency. So, there you have it. That's Thursday, August 15th. If you want to see how I do it, patreon.com/LVXMediaNet. I publish a video at the end of every week that shows you how I put together all the readings for the week that we're going through right now. So if you want to see it, go sign up over there and you'll get a chance to see it. If you want a personal reading, you can get one. LuxMediaShows.com, hit the spooky button, fill out the form, and we're off. And I'll get it to you as soon as I can. And last thing before we get out of here, if you could hit the follow button wherever it is that you might be listening to this, and that'll do it for Thursday. I'll be back tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.